Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Monday's Rock, part two. It's our second podcast for today, Monday, October 27, 2014. So let me ask you a question, champion. Did you implement anything yet from what we talked about earlier today on the Everyday Saturday podcast? By the way, we're doing two shows every single day, except maybe a Saturday or Sunday here. Depends, but be rest assured, you'll have chock full of content, your iPod filled up with the best motivational stuff and training on the planet. Go to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for the show if you would be so kind. Leave a 5-star rating for the show because it helps other people just like you on their journey to Saturday plug in to the number one podcast on the planet in this space, okay? So we're talking about Mondays. This is our second podcast on a Monday, and I'm curious. You know, we talked a lot about just mindset. Why does Monday got to be the dreaded day? Why does it got to be, oh, literally, just don't even say anything. Just go, oh, Monday's more of a sound. It's like, oh, Monday's a groan. Monday, there's no other way to define it for most people than just a groan. Oh, God. But why does it got to be like that? My answer is it doesn't need to be like that. I mean, what's up? It's just a day on the calendar. But let's take a little bit of a closer look on today's second show. All right. Let's dissect the anatomy of a Monday. Here's the big deal. All right, or little deal or the deal, whatever you want to call it. Mondays look the same to everybody just about every week. Think about it, okay? I don't know about where you work or used to work or your job or your familiarity with a job, but Mondays always start the same. In my former life, Mondays began with a sales meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Every Monday, I mean, there could be a hurricane going on outside, okay? Everything else could be absolutely shut down, but come hell or high water, our management team's hosting a sales meeting to get the sales reps fired up for another big day. We've got action items, we've got a little bit of training and teaching and motivation, and of course, we got housekeeping, you know, got some rules, so I got to follow some rules. And it was an opportunity for a member of the management team to showcase and strut their stuff in front of their bosses to show that they can lead a meeting. It was less about the sales force and more about which manager was the next person in line that could actually get promoted. Really. I mean, when you look at it that way, it wasn't the sales reps just sat there Monday, depending on what happened on the weekend. If it was the summertime, some were hungover. If it was the fall, some went to a football game, watched the Bengals here, our beloved NFL team, and were tired that Monday morning. Be rest assured, not one salesperson wanted to be in that Monday morning meeting. They'd come in with their coffee. They'd sit down, exchange some hellos with people. Hey, I haven't seen you since Friday. Did you have a good weekend? Yeah, what'd you do? Well, and then they went into all that stuff. And then we'd strike up the music, and we'd have our sales meeting. People dreaded Monday because every single Monday looked the same. Different manager, maybe a different topic being trained upon. But in your organization, is that pretty much the way it looks? Now, you don't got to be in sales. You could be working at a department store. You have a little bit of a meeting on the sales floor there. Or, you know, in a conference room, real estate, same thing. Every day, every Monday starts out the exact same way. Before you know it, it's noon and you've gotten absolutely nothing done and your week begins behind the eight ball. True or true? That's if you have a job. If you're an entrepreneur and things aren't necessarily going your way, you wake up Monday like a kitty in a lightning storm. You're just staring, look, lost, you know, afraid almost that, oh my God, I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but I'm not quite sure what I need to be doing. It's Monday. I've got to start doing something, or that bank account that's already kind of flashing zeros at me is going to start having a negative in front of that zero. I got to start doing something to make some money. Well, forget the day of the week, man. Seriously, forget the day. Some of my most productive days are Friday. Fridays are a getaway day in corporate. You come in, we have some fun with Dress Down. I recorded a show last week, Dress Down, you know, Friday. And, you know, the story I shared with the manager having the confrontation or the, I don't know what you would call it, the intervention with a girl who dared to wear open toe shoes. That was in direct contrast, in your face, to our corporate policy on Dress Down Friday. But in the corporate world, Fridays represent, you know, you wear some casual clothes and it's literally just a day, a bridge in between Thursday and the weekend. Yeah, which is cool, you know. Least productive day in any corporation is on a Friday. For the entrepreneur, look, man, it's a day to really get a lot done. You know, you could have a webinar, a Google Hangout, you can host a teleclass, you can go crazy in social media, promote some stuff. There's a lot of different opportunities. Because entrepreneurs really, we don't, it's not like Friday comes along and we don't get on Facebook. Okay. Other people get on Facebook. They want to see what, you know, what Louise wore to the dinner last night or what Johnny had for breakfast or how his workout was, you know, flashing selfies from the gym. By the way, do you really go to the gym if you don't have a selfie? A topic for another story. But Fridays are a great day as an entrepreneur. There's a lot you can get done because us, and I'm saying the online entrepreneur, for example, we don't remove ourselves from the online matrix just because it says, you know, what day of the week it is. Now, there has been some statistical data that shows sending an email on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday has higher open rates. But you know what's funny? I use Infusionsoft to deliver all of my emails. I also use it for my merchant account. I use it for my affiliate management. It's an expensive piece of software, you know. But it clicks, and it showed the most opened emails, click-throughs, are on Fridays, which I thought was pretty wild. And I have a lot of success sending emails on the weekend. Why? Because most people are home, and their inbox isn't – think about – pay attention, all right? Pay attention Tuesday morning how many emails you get from marketers because they believe, and probably rightfully so, that they're going to get their highest open rates Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So beginning Tuesday, just pay attention to your inbox this week, Tuesday. See, if you're on a lot of these email marketer lists, see how many emails you get. I bet you're throughout the day, you're going to see a steady increase, a steady climb of emails delivered to your inbox. Because why? Follow the leader, baby. Follow the leader. Well, send an email on a Saturday. Trust me. A buddy of mine, oh, God, when did he do that? I forget. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. Had a newsletter he sent out Saturday night at 11 o'clock Eastern time. Saturday night, 11 o'clock Eastern time, and he always pitched something, put a link in there to sell a product, either his own or another affiliate's product. And it was his main cash time. His desired window to send an email was Saturday at 11 o'clock at night. And you know what? Well, first of all, it's noon on Sunday or 1 in the afternoon on Sunday in Australia. All right? It's almost wake-up time the next day in the UK, in Europe, in that part of the world. And it was actually genius, and he had a lot of sales as a result of sending his newsletter out Saturday night at 11 o'clock. So I would encourage you, you know, forget about these days of the week. You know, obviously, if you got to be someplace at a certain time, you got to pay your bills, you need to know what day of the week it is. I'm talking about from a mindset. We come at it from a little bit different perspective on the Everyday Saturday podcast, if you haven't gathered that much so far. I mean, the reason I'm doing two shows a day now, why? Because nobody else does. I don't know. I started doing a show every day this year. I figured, well, if I do it every day, why not do it 2 days a week? I might do it 3 days a week. I might do a show every hour. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast coming at you. It's every hour of the day. Maybe I'll do an all-day show. Maybe I have my own radio show. I don't know. But I love being different. Different. The world, man. The marketplace rewards different. It rewards unique. You don't go out and disrespect other people. You don't go out and talk bad. You don't need to be different than that. You don't need to bring down your competition to make you look good. You got to understand that concept because so much, especially on the internet, especially, for example, in the network marketing world, you see these people bashing each other, bashing another company. It just makes you look horrible to a seasoned entrepreneur like myself. I've never seen anybody post something negative on Facebook and have a neutral party or a seasoned entrepreneur who doesn't have any skin in the game jump in and say, oh, wow, that was powerful. I might take a second look at your company now that you completely bashed the competition. No, it's just a bunch of lemmings piling on. Oh, that's great, Joe. Oh, you go. I'm happy to be on your team. Yeah, we got the best company. It's always people in the same company. You know, the seasoned entrepreneur, they don't look at that stuff and say, oh, geez, he's bashing another company or she's bashing that company. They must be really good. No, it's usually the opposite. It's usually out of desperation or they're insecure. I've never publicly bashed a competitor, nor would I. I mean, can you imagine Zig Ziglar bashing Jim Rohn? Jim Rohn sucks. Jim Rohn out there being on, if those two are on Facebook right now, can you imagine Jim Rohn? Zig, you suck. No, man. They're way above the fray. And they understand. They're all in the same game. They're all in the same playing field. How'd we go from Mondays to talking about Zig and Jim Rohn getting into a battle on the internet? You know, that'd be actually pretty funny. But the whole point of this is you got to be different. The marketplace rewards your uniqueness. You want to be a follower, you're going to get paid like a follower. You want to boohoo Mondays, you're never going to get paid. You want to pretend that this day, this beautiful day, look, write this one down. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, that's why they call it the present. Say it again, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift, that's why they call it the present. Understand, this day you got, this day I have right now, Monday is amazing. And you have the audacity to complain that it's not as good as any other day of the week? You just haven't tried, man. You just haven't tried to make it better than this day. Today, I'm recording this on a Monday. I don't care when you're listening to this. Just next time you got a Monday showing up in your life, why don't you get yourself in the mindset and say, today's a gift. I'm going to absolutely crush it. I don't give a crap what day of the week the calendar says. I am going to crush it because the marketplace will reward me to come with the positive attitude. Did you receive the message? I mean, is this resonating with you? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I said, yeah, I received this message. I love Mondays. Mondays rock. I don't pay attention to the calendar. Every day is Saturday. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.